The quest is human. The quest is human. People call Dial Healing Words every day. Sometimes there's a glut of calls, and other times there's a dearth of calls. But the calls come from people all over the world. And they talk to practitioners here on the Worldwide Healing Ministry. They talk to practitioners all over the world who are associated with the Church of God Unlimited, the University of Healing, and the Worldwide Healing Ministry. They talk with them, and they say, "Help me. Help me. I would walk the path of spiritual illumination. I would know truth. I would know goodness. I would know wholeness. I would know happiness. I would know how to be a worthwhile being. Help me. Help me. Help me." They go to the doctor's office, and they ask the doctor, "Give me a pill. Help me to be whole and perfect." They go to the psychiatrist and say, "Help me clean out my mind and rip away all of those unhappy circumstances of my past that have held me in bondage today. Show me a new path. Show me a way that I can do this. Give me a pill or give me hypnosis or give me something that'll take care of it. Do something for me." And they go to their ministers and they say to the ministers, "You know the way. You know the goodness of the spiritual life. Shine it on me. Put your hand on me and heal me." Everywhere we go, we quest for our human release, our release from human bondage. And there is no release from human bondage. There is no release from pain. There's no release from sorrow. There's no release from unhappiness. There's no release from anything in life. There is only turning our attention to the truth about ourselves. And the truth about ourselves is that we are whole and perfect now. We are wonderful right now. We are healed of every circumstance that ever could cause us unhappiness, and we are now open and receptive to our highest and best, because though the quest is human, the path is divine. We may walk this human quest, this human path, looking for our reality, and we'll never find it, because always we'll be stubbing our toe on stones and prickers and thorns and problems, and we'll always be looking at things and think, "Oh, how terrible," as we watch some nature films and we see nature acting in its way of going out shopping at the grocery store and gathering the little babies and the adults and the people who can't take care of people, the monkeys or whatever, that can't take care of themselves, and grabbing them for dinner. And we think, "Oh, that's so terrible." Well, it's not terrible. The terrible thing is that we see it as terrible. Now, if we would see it as just a matter of they're going to their grocery store and they're having their food, do we think it's bad when we go to our grocery store and have a pork rind and we had to have a pork chop and we had to take some pig and kill him to make our dinner? We don't think anything. You see, the quest is human. And we don't realize that the game we're playing is silly. Now, if you look at a movie and you see in it where nature is struggling to live, to exist, where monkeys are being captured by other monkeys, by creators and things that are happening, rather than look at it and say it is terrible and feel anxiety for it, just say, "All is peace." You know what you can do, and of course you won't do it because you don't do it, but you can do, you can say, "My world is peace. Everything in my world is peace. Everything I look at is peaceful. I do not even see that which is not peaceful." Remember the great master teacher, the great, great, great master teacher, who people say you don't believe in. But remember him, Jesus the Christ. Jesus dealt with people, and he said, "What is it that I can do for you? What can I do for you? I love you. What can I do for you? What wouldst thou of me? I am the Christ. I am divine, and so are you. And I can only see you already fulfilled on whatever you're asking. If you're asking for wholeness, I see you whole now. If you're asking for relationships to be harmonious between you and your wife and your family and your friends, I see that done. Whenever you are asking for something that says you would like more abundance in your life, you would like more happiness in your life, you would like more adventures and exciting activities in your life, I see it done. I don't see you throwing yourself off a cliff or going down great Ferris wheels or bobsleds and things like that. If that pleases you, go ahead. But I see you being thrilled by the peace on earth. I see you being thrilled by all animals, large and small, loving one another, regardless of where they are and what they're doing. I see you at peace in yourself. I see you in not the quest of the human, but the quest of divine. But you cannot quest for the divine, because it's never going to come to you. You cannot quest for the divine because you already have it. You can quest for awareness, to be aware that you do already have it. You can quest for the fact that you choose to be aware that the divine in you is fulfilling itself in every beautiful, magnificent way right now. You can quest for that, should that be your choice. But only if you know who you are. Only if you know that you are divine. Only if you know that your quest for being human is the most silly quest you could ever make. I'm only human, forgive me. We don't need to be forgiven for being only human. We need to be praised for being divine. And as we are praised for being divine, we will do divine things. We will do divine ways of living our life. We'll do divine ways of teaching and preaching and sharing with all the world the magic that it is and that we are. Are you ready to be divine? Are you ready to share with the world all the magic that you are? Are you ready to do that? If you are, then it's ready for you to enjoy. It's ready for you to be in it now, as it now, being fulfilled by it now, because that's what is the most wonderful thing you could ever want to do. So the quest is human that people come to the healing ministry for, that they come to ministers or teachers or friends. But when the quest is divine, they will stop searching in the outer and they will look within themselves and they will say, this causes me to be confused. So I say, all is in divine order now. I say, I am balance. I am peace. I say, the world is in harmony, and I am the creator of that world that's in harmony, and I love it. All is good, and all is wonderful, and all is fantastic, and I love it. The quest is no longer human. The quest is the divine. The quest is to know that the divine already is, and that I already am all that I will ever be. So today, open up your mind, your heart, your being, your way of looking at things, and say, all is in divine order. All is divine. Know that your quest is to be aware that you are divine, that you are wonderful, that you are fantastic, that you are glorious, that you are good, that you are beyond imagination, that you are beyond desire. You are the fulfillment of all things now. Jesus the Christ could never ask for anything. He didn't say, Father, take this trial away from me. He didn't ask for anything. He didn't even see it. He only let the world play its game around him, and he lived in his inner peace. He lived in his inner truth. He lived in his inner oneness. And as he lived in this inner self, he did not have to seek for his peace, his human peace, for he had his divine peace, and he was at all times fulfilled. You and I are at all times fulfilled. You and I are at all times revealed right now. You and I are at all times that which we always are, always were, and always will be, and it is done now. How wonderful that is! How marvelous that is! because it's true. Don't seek outside yourself for any answer ever, but look within. Look within your divine self, and as you do, you'll find it is done now. I love you. I love you. I love you.